Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spencer Rattler just put his name in the portal. Is that right? Spencer Rattler to the portal. What if Caleb Williams puts his name in the portal? And they lose Lincoln Riley. They lose Rattler. They lose Caleb Williams. Wow. God, you'd be rattled if you're an Oklahoma fan today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with the recruits they're already losing.
Yep.
Now they're losing people on the team.
Yep.
I mean, Rattler's not a huge surprise,
no.
Right? I mean, so.
No. But he didn't even stick around to see who the new coach was. You know, or see what Caleb Williams decides to do. Because how many people think Caleb Williams is going to USC with Lincoln Riley? Did you watch the end of that game, by the way?
No.
They're down, no timeouts, backed up, own 20, like 30 seconds left. And he goes 56 yards, gets it down to the red zone. They had four shots into the end zone, couldn't score. But crazy. All right, 248-539-9797, phone calls and feedback. You came in today and said, I got a suggestion for Dan Campbell. And you mentioned earlier, you're not – look, I said the Thursday game, when you go back-to-back timeouts, get the five-yard penalty, basically turn a third and long into third and manageable and essentially contribute to having no chance to win the game. Somebody sent a text earlier. I wonder if I can still find it. I didn't get a chance to read it on the air. It said the Bears tried to hand the Lions the game, and the Lions like, no, we're good. And, I mean, they gave up an eight-minute drive at the end of the game, never got the ball back. Field goal to win it. And Campbell said afterwards, well, I guess we couldn't have called the timeout and just let him score a touchdown. Yeah, it would have been better.
This might have been his take the wind moment.
Well, to me, it's one of those things. I put it on his permanent record.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff on his permanent record.
Yeah, but that one's on his permanent record of.
But this one might be in red ink, Doug.
Yeah,
this one
and
is...
I don't want to let Aaron Glenn off the hook here either. I like him. I like him a lot. But it's his defense, and he was involved in the screaming and yelling, too, from the sidelines. Man.
So my suggestion isn't groundbreaking, and I'm not a genius or anything like this, and I'm sure, at least I would hope other people have thought of this as well, is when Dan Campbell, the offense was sputtering, right? They had issues, and he said, you know, I'm going to get more involved. And he ultimately took the play-calling duties away from Anthony Lynn, and he started calling plays.
Yep.
Here's my problem with this. It's affecting his ability as a head coach now, I feel. And that's his main responsibility is the head coach of the team, to be the leader of men, right? It's not like this guy was Sean Payton or Josh McDaniels, where he's some kind of offensive guru. He's never even been an offensive coordinator in this league. For him to take over, and he's even said it, he's got to divide his time now so much more so, because he's in offensive meetings, calling offensive plays and all this stuff, and then he's got to do his head coaching duties as well. He needs to step away from the office of calling, just step away and go back to running the team. And I think it's affecting him in both ways. I mean, that might have been an Aaron Glenn situation there, but I think he'd be more on top of it if he was just being the head coach. Instead, he's calling offensive plays. I think he needs to take a step away. Like I said, it's not like the offense has been great anyways when he's taken over. Questionable third and long draws, you know, things like that. So stop calling plays, Dan. I think it's go back to what you were hired to do, and that's to run the entire football team.
Yeah, I mean, look, he I presume he'll be with the morning show tomorrow, and maybe they can talk about that a little bit. You know, he didn't say it was permanent. He's clearly doing some experimentation. He's clearly feeling his way through this job. You know, the big thing I'm looking for and hoping is that they continue to play hard for this coach, because they haven't lined up once and looked across at a team where they clearly had more talent. I guess we could make some arguments here and there. And I think he's done some unconventional things to try and make up for that fact. But the bottom line is this doesn't look like a success. He still has the trait that I would look for in a head coach. He's not the only one that has this, too. There's a lot of guys that have this. But that is, get a team to buy into your vision. Now, if your vision sucks, then you're doomed. But you, when you have guys that make, you know, 16, 17 million and guys that are making 450,000, I think it's a very difficult thing to do, to get everybody rowing in the same direction, everybody, you know, pulling their weight, you know, committing to a team. And that's one of the reasons why I like Mike Vrabel when he was a candidate for the Lions job. It's one of the reasons why I like Dan Campbell, and he still has them playing hard, and I'd like to see what he can do with more talent. He may not get that chance, though. I'm not in the firing camp, and I think it's kind of unrealistic to talk about in year one of a six-year contract, especially when there's no premium on losing. Like, it's not hurting them long-term to lose a game on a Sunday or a Thursday, and this past Thursday. It will hurt them if they go winless. I don't want to undermine the credibility of not only the coach, but more importantly, the GM. And because the GM can make that change. And if the Ford family were to say enough is enough, that would really be, you know, speak to a lack of patience for letting anything, you know, because the previous, you talk about all the failings with the Fords, they haven't hired the right people. And then they've historically stuck with them for too long.
Well, that's the worry here too, Doug. I mean, of course, a six-year contract doesn't mean anything. You can let him go at any time, but
you just got to swallow the money.
Yeah, but they still gave him a six-year contract with, he's never been a proven head coach before. He did the interim thing in Miami, but I'm in code red. I'm not, hey, fire him now, but I'm in code red. I'm really worried about what this guy can do as a head coach. Vrabel, he showed me he's a smart guy. You know, he knows how to manipulate the clock, the rules, things like that. Dan Campbell hasn't shown me any of that. And the biggest thing here is, it's not just the wins and losses. We knew they weren't going to win games. We didn't know they're going to go winless. But the problem is, where's the real progress on this team?
Yeah, I mean, I could single out individuals. Amani Awarie is playing better, but I put that on Aaron Glenn and Aubrey Pleasant. You could say that they had something going with Quintez Cephas. I think the offensive line is going to be a strength. But it's really
is that
hard
because of Dan Campbell?
I mean, if he gets credit for Penei Sewell, but that's a Brad Holmes thing, and his staff, developing guys, like I'll give you an example. Penei Sewell looks far more adept at right tackle than when he first started there. So, but I mean, I'm plucking out a few things here and there. Not nearly enough. Most people probably didn't see this or hear us talk about it, but on Friday's show, we spoke to a tweet from Lynn Henning. Now, Lynn is not a hot take guy. Lynn has been around forever, good reporter, and he tweeted out, never before had this gut feeling, but have it now. Wouldn't be shocked if the Fords are thinking enough is enough with the Lions, time for someone else to take ownership. I don't think, I think, you know, when he says gut feeling, I think it's like our hunch on the program. When we have a hunch, we say, look, I just got a hunch. And if people ask us to back it up, we just, hey, it's just a hunch. We have rules here at the Carson Anderson program, and those are the rules as it pertains to the hunch. When he says gut feeling, I'm like, whoa, okay. You know, we talked about it on Friday's show, and people responded to it. Pretty crazy, though. I've never heard anybody even suggest that this was a possibility. Anybody in the media, at least.
Yeah, and we always say, you know, they're never going to sell a team. We got to talk about something else and move on from that. But if you guys also preach, you and Gator, that she's her own person, she's her own identity, she has her own personality, she may have a shorter lease than her dad did or her mom, right?
Yep.
She also might not have the passion to own the team and maybe decide to sell on her own where her parents didn't want to sell. So I would say that opened the door a little bit just because she's a different person. So she may run. 6-year contract may mean nothing for her. Maybe she's like, you know, 2 years into this, it's not working. Shorter lease. You know, I'm not going to be as loyal as my dad was. Also, she might not be as loyal to keeping the team as her dad was.
Yeah, she might not be. And I suppose we should keep that under consideration. Maybe it's a headache. You know, I don't think she liked being booed. So it could be something they like, you know what? It's not worth it. They make money. But that's what the NFL being an owner does. But I mean, has anybody ever had a job where they, you know, they made good money, but they just didn't want to deal with the headaches that came with? 248-539-9797. Just something to think about. It's Carson Anderson, Champ and Chump. Get those votes in. Wolverine fans, taking your reactions to what happened on Saturday. Spartan fans, what bowl game do you want? Who do you want to play? Both having very good years. I went back and looked at the preseason predictions. It's pretty incredible that these two teams managed to basically lose two games outside of the one that they played each other. When they played each other, Michigan and Michigan State lost two games all year. The most optimistic predictions we got were two lost seasons. Nobody had them both being this good. We'll probably revisit those with Gator. I'm just looking back at the preseason predictions. I'll tell you what we had. Gator had Michigan State 6-6, but beating Michigan. He had Michigan going 7-5. I had them both at 7-5. And we were more optimistic than most in terms of both fronts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.